I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Assessing the damage in Milton's aftermath, we have the story.
Pedestrian dead, driver injured in southwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Florida is in recovery mode after Hurricane Milton devastated much of the state yesterday, bringing heavy rain, wind, and tornadoes that claimed multiple lives. Fox's Jeff Paul is on Orlando with the latest.
On Florida's Gulf Coast, where Milton made landfall, 100-mile-per-hour winds whipped through the area, knocked out power for more than a million households in the metro, and even ripped off the roof of Tropicana Field. Now, beyond the strong winds, relentless rain from the storm caused flooding all over the state. It led to more than 300 high water rescues as rising floodwaters trapped some folks inside their homes. Now, here in Central Florida, the main things we are seeing are all the debris from the storm, like downed trees and power outages. But there have been a ton of crews out trying to get this state back on its feet.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says Milton's impact was not as destructive as feared.
Former Sedgwick County Sheriff Robert Hinshaw lives in the Villages, a large retirement community in Central Florida. Hinshaw and his wife rode out Hurricane Milton. He says their homes are built to withstand hurricane conditions.
Making that decision to stay was a pretty easy thing to do. And what we ended up experiencing for us was at the height of the storm for us in the middle of the state, we had sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour. Gusting to about 60 miles an hour, we received 8.8 inches of total rain at our house.
Hinshaw retired to Florida after a 33-year career in Kansas law enforcement, serving as Sedgwick County Sheriff from 2008 to 2012.
A pedestrian is dead after she was hit by a car Thursday night in southwest Wichita near 47th South and Meridian. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says 34-year-old Marjorie L. Evans was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the vehicle was hospitalized with serious injuries. That driver was heading north on Meridian when the car struck Evans. And a pedestrian was hit by a vehicle in northeast Wichita Thursday night. In the 1100 block of North Williamsburg near 13th and Oliver, investigators say one person was hospitalized with critical injuries.
Former President Barack Obama on the campaign trail for Vice President Kamala Harris as Election Day approaches.
Former President Obama took the stage in Pittsburgh in the final month before polls open on Election Day. His appearance at the University of Pittsburgh also was a pitch for voters to reelect Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey. But his support for Vice President Kamala Harris was the focus, in contrasting her with former President Donald Trump.
We don't need four more years of arrogance and bumbling and bluster and division. America's ready to turn the page.
This is the first of what will be several campaign appearances by Obama for the Harris-Walz ticket across swing states leading to the general election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Israeli military operations continue against Hezbollah in Lebanon as Israel considers striking Iran. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Haifa, Israel.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari digs through a cache of Hezbollah weapons in a Lebanese village. The sniper rifles, grenades, and ammunition were stored in a house near the border with Israel. Israeli forces are now operating at multiple areas along the border inside Lebanon to destroy outposts belonging to the Iran-backed group, build a buffer zone, and eventually allow residents of northern Israel to return home. Nearby, the UN says two peacekeepers were injured by Israeli tank fire in the first major international incident since Israeli troops entered Lebanon. Israeli officials are urging UN forces to pull back 3 miles from the border.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We are just a few minutes away from our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got Mitch in a few minutes.
Ethel Kennedy has died. That story and more. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The U.S. Geological Survey reports an earthquake was detected in north-central Kansas Thursday morning. The quake occurred about 4 miles west of Woodbine in Dickinson County. Magnitude 3.5 quake qualified as a minor earthquake.
One person has died. 11 were rescued after being trapped in a former Colorado gold mine yesterday. The tourist attraction sustained an equipment malfunction during a tour. Teller County, Colorado Sheriff Jason Meixel says engineers from the state checked on the elevator to determine how to move forward.
Once they were able to identify that there were no other issues that could cause a problem with the equipment, they were able to lower it back down without anyone in it and then bring it back up to make sure that it was going to run correctly. And then we decided on a plan to go ahead and do that, bring them back up.
The Molly Kathleen Gold Mine opened in the 1800s. It closed in 1961. According to its website, it still conducts a one-hour tour in which visitors descend 1,000 feet into the earth.
Ethel Kennedy, the human rights activist and widow of Robert F. Kennedy, has died.
Former Congressman Joe Kennedy III announced the passing of his grandmother, Ethel Kennedy, who had suffered a stroke last week. Kennedy was the widow of Robert F. Kennedy, who founded the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization the same year of his assassination. Joe Kennedy described her as a devout Catholic and that the family is, quote, comforted in knowing she is reunited with her husband and numerous other family members who have passed. President Biden in a statement says Kennedy was, quote, an American icon, a matriarch of optimism and moral courage, an emblem of resilience and service. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And right now in traffic, you'll just want to watch out. Slow-moving traffic southbound on I-135 if you're trying to exit onto K-96. Otherwise, right now, things in traffic, those volumes do seem to be thinning out. The Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras does show a little bit of heavy traffic right now on K-96, and that's right up there by 29th Street North. You've got a lot of traffic right now. 13th and Webb. The east and westbound, as well as north and south right there at that intersection. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Plenty of sunshine for your Friday. Winds continuing to stay light out of the south, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Starting off in the upper 50s early this morning. Cool but not too chilly, and then warming back up to a high of 87 degrees. Still staying unseasonably warm out there. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rena Williams.
Now clear, 63 degrees, south wind at 12 miles per hour. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy that new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio's ready and waiting for you and your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Well, let's check in with Jamel Holoperic and visitwichita.com.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great Friday morning. Yes, we made it to Friday. You got to love that. And we're into October, so we have a lot going on. We have Dracula, a comedy of terrors. This is at Roxy's downtown Friday and Saturday. There are different times you can choose from. It's hilarious new comedy. You can have food and drinks. And you know what? October, it's all about Halloween, right? So there are many Halloween events that you can find on our website that'll be happening all month. But again, this is Dracula, a comedy of terrors at Roxy's downtown this weekend. And then we have Credit Union of America Skate Fest. This is going to be so fun from 10 to 2 on Saturday. This is really exciting. Okay, so Visit Wichita is partnering with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, U.S. Figure Skating, Credit Union of America, because we want Wichitans to get pumped about ice skating. And so it is a learn to skate for free clinic. And you could bring maybe your child or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your parent, whomever, come down to the Wichita Ice Center from 10 to 2. You need to register, and you can do that at our website. You can be all skill levels. If you've never had ice skates on, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll also get to meet and skate with 2022 Olympian Caitlin Hawaiik. She'll be there talking about skating and showing you some moves. So it's fun. There'll be snacks. Remember, it's free. That's Saturday, 10 to 2. And then also it's Hispanic Heritage Month. And this continues with Fiesta Nomar. This is Saturday from 11 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. Festivities with food, music, art tents, you name it. It'll be at Nomar Plaza near 21st and Broadway. So a lot going on in Wichita this weekend. A lot of fun. Just go to visitwichita.com to find out all the information. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Jamel, and visitwichita.com.
And the Prairie Fire Marathon is on Sunday.
Going on this weekend?
Yeah.
So
a lot another thing on to add to all the things going
on.
It
looks like
weekend.
The weather is going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
For all of it.
Yep. So yep.
Get out and do something. Move
weather's
around.
Weather's great except for everything except Cheney Lake.
Yeah. Not much going on at Cheney this weekend.
Yeah. Like a big rain cloud over Cheney Lake.
Yeah, we probably waded across the whole thing there, right? Mm. Almost. All right, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature, 88 degrees.
Oof.
Normal high for the day, 74. And the drought continues. What else we got going on? Well, we had a texter on aviation machinists resuming their contract talks with the company. Maybe here this weekend we'll have some sort of agreement come out and we could... The machinists can go back to work at Textron.
See if they make any
aviation.
Headway. Yeah.
Anything going on in special? You got any volleyball this weekend or anything, too?
Oh, yeah.
Got that going on.
Talked about that in sports.
Oh, yeah. But I want to
volleyball tonight, volleyball Sunday afternoon.
You and PA so announcing crazy. Anywhere yep. else? Are exactly. you doing any
nope,
weddings?
That's it.
Weddings or funerals? Or
nope, just
no,
volleyball just this weekend.
Just volleyball. Okay.
That's enough. That'll keep me busy.
Sure will. All right, back quick a note that Jad's birthday is coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, big birthday weekend for Jad.
Jad's going to be doing a lot of exciting things with regard to his birthday, I'm sure. Right, Jad?
I mentioned a bunch of things on the Jamel did, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, he's just going to go, he's going to have that card that he's made up of okay, things to go to from Jamel, and then he's just going to check them off as he
exactly.
goes around town.
Yeah.
That's a way to do it.
That is the way to do it, all especially right. when you have a birthday weekend. You just get to do anything you want.
Well, for those of us who have only think about the Royals in baseball season, our season is over. Fortunately, the football season goes on.
And yet, no game this week for the Chiefs. It
right.
is a bye week for the top team in the league, the undefeated first-place Kansas City Chiefs. So it's time to take a breath, not play a game this week, and reflect on first five games and get ready for what's to come. All right, it's a great time to check in, as we always do on a Friday morning, with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore, on this beautiful October morning. Yeah, chance to exhale a bit for this team. People ask me all the time, is this too early for the bye? And I said, no, not for a team that has played 46 games condensed in 2 1/4 seasons. Any time that this team right now gets a chance to take a breath, they'll take it. So they get it this weekend.
Yeah, let's take a look back. What is our assessment of the beginning of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, the injuries to key people is the most prominent story. Well, the fact that they were able to go 5-0 against good competition in considering they had those injuries. I mean, you look, only Minnesota and the Chiefs are 5-0, but you've already beaten Baltimore and Cincinnati. You win at Atlanta. You win at the Chargers, and you beat a decent New Orleans team. That's a pretty good roster of folks that you've taken care of in these first five games. It just hasn't followed the recipe that we thought it would follow based on our training camp reports. I still see Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and Rashi Rice walking down the hill to make the 514 area code with their uniform numbers. And now all you have left is Xavier Worthy, and you're relying on three guys that weren't even in St. Joseph on offense, because now all of a sudden Kareem Hunt, of all people, and Juju Smith-Schuster and Samaje Perine become the lug nuts of your wheel. It's been peculiar, but the results have still worked out.
Heading into the bye week now, give us a peek at what the schedule portends for the weeks to come.
Yeah, I did a minute with Mitch on it this week. It was my, based on, hey, is it too early to have it? No. And you're looking at this almost like a Tour de France. You get these step offs. You get the, like a NASCAR race, you're getting these pit stops, because now you start to grind, and you're going to grind all the way until Black Friday, because there is no bye week. And so they play Black Friday, the Chiefs do, against the Raiders. Then that will be an elongated weekend. At least you're going to get one extra day on the back end going into December. But this will be now the grind, because there is no pit stop all the way to Thanksgiving weekend, and some tough games loom.
And still most of the division games to come.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've got Denver at home on the 10th of November. The Chargers won't come back until later. We go to the next 2 weeks, and we'll get into this next Friday, but you're going back into the Pacific time zone on back-to-back weekends and road games. That's tough. And you start at San Francisco to replicate, hopefully, Super Bowl 54 and 58, but San Francisco will have some juice because they were able to pull a game out last night and beat Seattle at Seattle to even them out at 3-3. And at some point, they're going to get Christian McCaffrey back. So two difficult games with opponents and logistics coming up, the first two games right out of the gate.
The Chiefs on a bye week, not playing this week, so getting ready for to things to come. This does Andy Reid sometimes does things a little bit outside of the box in this league, but does he treat a bye week any differently than any other coach does in this league?
Well, he stays on it. He calculates it. It's not just, hey, guys, take some time off. I'll see you when you come back on Monday. He actually calculates the week and gives the guys basically a plan. Now, this is, as I told you, this is a pit stop. Guys usually love to, and the rest here is as much mental and emotional as it is physical, especially this early in the year, and in particular because we have played all these, we played more games, guys, in this condensed time than any team in NFL history. No team has played this many games in 2-1/4 season than the Kansas City Chiefs. First world problem, because you've won back-to-back Super Bowls, but you've also added a 17th game in these years that teams in the past have not had to endure. So coach wants them to relax mentally as much as anything. And a lot of them will be at their old high schools tonight. A lot of them will be at their alma maters in college tomorrow. But he really lays out a plan for them not to just completely, you know, lose it, not just to let it go and have problems off the field, but he actually calculates for them a planned workout during this time off. So it's laid out of what he wants them to do and how he wants them to do it. So it's not just completely disconnected to what the marching plans are for the season.
You alluded to, of course, the injuries earlier, Mitch, but that's the name of the game. There's some young guy up there who's ready to go, and he's chomping at the bit to get in that starting lineup. And you hope he's as good as the guy who gets hurt, you know, or better.
It's been the hallmark of Andy Reid since he's been in Kansas City. I've never seen anything like it. You know, I've been around the game a long time, but Andy Reid somehow figures out to plug and play. And the mentality of don't even bring it up. Hey, we don't have McIntosh this week. What are we going to do? I guess we're going to be covered in volcanic ash. You don't even bring that up anymore. He'll just stare at you of like, no, you know, we'll put Ted in and we'll be fine. That's just the mentality that exists. And then two is to prepare those younger guys or guys that are circling back to you like Kareem Hunt and Juju Smith-Schuster to be able to plug and play. And It's part of the planning of Andy Reid that it's just impeccable and his leadership. But look at all the other injuries that are going on around the league. And yet those teams are struggling. The Chiefs have been able to somehow stay undefeated with it with some major, major injuries. Now, I didn't mention the defense in any of this, and I should, because they're just steady Eddie Freddy right there. And we could sit here and make a pretty good case, you guys, that the Chiefs had the best defense in the NFL based on what they've been able to accomplish over the past year and a half.
Sure could. Yep.
The first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs will not play this weekend. It's a bye week. And yet, I must ask you, Mitch Holtis, how does this bye week – for the Kansas City Chiefs somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker football Kansas City Chiefs bye week update?
You asked that question so well. It's now part of our tradition of Fridays in the Air Capital and Steve barking out, how? And then Steve having the palm of his hand slap against his forehead. We'll do it again this morning, you guys. It's a beautiful morning in Wichita. I will tell you, it's a beautiful morning in Smith Center, Kansas, I'm at. Oh, yeah. I was at the Home on the Range cabin yesterday along Senator Moran also made a visit to the point of where our state song was written.
Nice.
But today, I'm thinking of this beautiful day, though, because it was in 1928 on this weekend that the Shocks were headed to dreaded Tulsa to play the Golden Hurricane.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to hearken on journalism of the 1928 time because the Tulsa newspaper pre-write of the game was this. And it involves the Shocker coach at the time, and I brought him up before, Sam H. Hill. What in the Sam Hill's going on? Steve, how many times did you hear, Steve, from your, what in the Sam Hill's going on? Well, Sam Hill took his University of Wichita Munis down to Tulsa. But here's the pre-write for the game. A big red sun, this is in the Tulsa newspaper, a big red sun peaked over the eastern horizon this morning, warming the chilly atmosphere and casting cheerful rays of bright light across the McNulty Park gridiron. We're beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Coach Elmer C. Henderson's University of Tulsa 11 will attempt to repulse the invasion of Wichita University Wheat Shockers in an interstate football clash that features the Golden Hurricane homecoming. Many times in the old past, or in the past, Old Sol has crept up toward the zenith, but never before has there been found so suitable a scene or as excellent weather conditions for an important battle on the gridiron. The first comment of both mentors this morning as they turned well-trained weather eyes toward the sky was, boy, this is great. Now we'll have to play our games in our own style. Are you telling me that both coaches said the same thing when asked?
Right.
What a gorgeous day. Boy. This is great. So what the Sam Hill's going on? Sam Hill and an old coach of the Tulsa Golden Hurricane, what was his name?
Elmer
Henderson said the same thing. Boy, this is great. So Sam Hill, I think he went on to bigger things. He loses this game 46-0 to Tulsa, so we won't bring that up. But Sam Hill goes on to become the labor relations director of the truck division of General Motors after he left the University of Wichita. Yes.
Wow.
Labor relations. I'm guessing there were a lot of days as labor relations director of the truck division of General Motors that he was going, boy, this isn't great. But on this day in 1928, as they gaze to the east.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Both coaches said the same thing when asked by the writer of the Tulsa newspaper. Boy, this is great.
Yeah.
So, boys, bring it back. This is great.
This is great. And you get a whole weekend to enjoy and get ready for the next part of the season.
Yep.
Oh, and I'll be at Glorious Hubbard Stadium tonight, Sacred Acre, as the Johnson-Stanton County Trojans take a 290-mile district trip to Smith Center. They're in the same district. Steve, figure this one out. They're in the same district, Smith Center and Johnson, and they're 290 miles Oof. Apart. This isn't a regional game. This is a district game.
What in the Sam Hill is that all about? Oh, my word.
I don't know, but boy, this is great.
Oh, it's great stuff as always. Enjoy that tonight. And as we always say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Ted. And thank you, Sam H. Hill. What the Sam Hill's going on?
Boy, that was a great segment. Oh, and, of course, our Friday morning visits with Mitch are brought to you by American Ag Credit.
Wichita business leaders get a good look at the city's economic outlook for next year. The Wichita Business Journal Report is coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here on a Friday morning, 63 degrees. Negotiations are once again underway between Textron Aviation and the Machinist Union in Wichita. Negotiators met with the company Thursday. Union says the strike, now in its third week, is not over. Textron said in a statement that they are committed to finding an agreeable contract with the union negotiators. The Biden-Harris administration is ramping up recovery efforts after hurricanes Helene and Milton decimated the southeast amid a slew of misinformation surrounding federal recovery efforts. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
VP Kamala Harris and other members of the Biden administration have been spending their time on various media outlets talking about misinformation. Meantime, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has been on the ground in Florida dealing with the crisis. He also called out Kamala Harris by saying she's politicizing the hurricanes and this dire situation by trying to reach out to him during this ordeal. Also, this criticism over Kamala Harris comes amid growing concern over the federal government's ability to provide relief to hurricane victims after DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas warned that FEMA doesn't have enough funding to make it through hurricane season.
A 59-year-old upstate New York man has been killed by a pack of mixed-breed pit bulls.
Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins says an officer arrived minutes after a 911 call about the attack, finding a pack of 8 or 9 mixed-breed pit bulls attacking 59-year-old James Provost of Schenectady, New York, in a backyard next to where the dogs were kept.
The officer discharged his weapon in an attempt to stop the attack, and when doing so, he struck one of the dogs. At that point, the other dogs dispersed and were still in the immediate vicinity, but the victim was still lying on the ground.
Officials don't know why Provost was in the yard. Police are also working to find out why the dog's owner kept 24 mixed-breed pit bulls at the house next to the attack where he didn't live. Charges are pending. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Friday morning. Three big things. Machinist Union and Textron Aviation back to the bargaining table as Wichita strike finishes its third week. A woman is dead, a driver injured after a vehicle hits a pedestrian in southwest Wichita. Assessing damage and cleaning up after Hurricane Milton. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras show things looking pretty good out there on the highways right now. We do have just a little bit of heavy traffic in the Andover area. This is especially westbound on Kellogg, and it's right there by Andover Road. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 87 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 59. Good football weather. Saturday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 90 degrees. Now a clear sky. South wind at 12 miles per hour. 63 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy that new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you and your friends. The weather's going to be nice to enjoy the patio with your friends at the Monarch. Wes Douglas in historic Delano. Trading underway on Wall Street. We had a down day on the market yesterday. This morning, though, as trading begins, the Dow is up by almost 157 points. The S&P's up 12. NASDAQ's going the other way. NASDAQ's down almost 18 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The Wichita area's largest credit union will become nearly twice as big in terms of assets and locations under a merger agreement announced yesterday. Meritrust Credit Union is going to merge with Colorado-based Premier Members Credit Union. That merger expected to be finished up in March, pending approval from the National Credit Union Administration and a Meritrust membership vote. Meritrust will become the name of the merged credit union, though Colorado locations will keep the Premier Members branding. Meritrust has nearly $2 billion in assets, and it serves more than 118,000 members in 15 locations in the Wichita area, Lawrence, and Manhattan.
Wichita's employment is expected to grow, but at a slower rate than in previous years. The Wichita State University Center for Economic Development and Business Research report projects. At the center's 45th Kansas Economic Outlook Conference Thursday in Century 2, program manager Craig Compton recapped Wichita's year for more than 700 business professionals and said industry sectors will grow but will slow down in the coming years because of the city potentially reaching full employment, an economic state where all labor resources are being used efficiently with no significant unemployment. And according to the report, the production sector will grow slower in 2025 with 0.7% growth compared to 1.1% growth in 2024.
With lease renewal rates consistently high, many potential home buyers are still locked in. The apartment market is getting more competitive in many cities across the nation. And that includes Wichita, where apartments stay vacant about an average of a month, and 94.5% of apartments are occupied. That's according to recent analysis by real estate market insight company Rent Cafe, which provides a competitiveness score that includes occupancy rates, lease renewals, and a number of prospective renters, among other factors. Wichita's competitiveness score, 78.3. That's better than the national average of 75.8. According to Rent Cafe data, Wichita had a 66.7% lease renewal rate and a relatively low 7 prospective renters per residential unit. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Sausage Pizza Day.
Mm.
Who doesn't like some sausage on their pizza?
Mm.
I wish it didn't
happen. Sounds good to me.
Those little nuggets they have now. I wish they'd grind it up a little bit better, smooth it out. But who's going to complain about a sausage pizza?
Not me.
You put some sausage, put some hamburger on there, maybe some pepperoni.
Mm.
Top it all off with a few anchovies, and there you go. National Sausage Pizza Day. All right, Ted, looks like we're going to have a really, really nice weekend weather-wise. It's October in Kansas, and that's the way the weather cooperates. A lot of things to do outdoors beginning this evening. Lots of football going on around the area. You're going to be doing volleyball out of
volleyball
Wichita State
this weekend at Coke Arena.
Yeah. And, yeah, just a lot of exciting things. And, of course, Jad Chambers celebrating his birthday with many exciting events going on.
Well, that's an extravaganza.
Oh,
happy birthday, Jad.
Yeah, happy birthday,
tomorrow.
Jad.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Coming up the Glenn Beck program this morning, Isabel Brown on, talking about news stories that have Gen Z talking. And news at the top of the hour, assessing damage and cleaning up after Hurricane Milton. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news all day here on Steve and Ted. Stevenson in the morning, KNSS at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Bill, did you get your ass?
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.